In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. You know, as long as God is still on his throne and hears and answers prayer, and just as long as your faith in him is intact, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. And that's the way it is. We have this hope that our Lord Jesus Christ has gone to the cross, that he bled for us, that he died for us, that he was buried for us, and that he rose from the dead for us. We have this hope, and it's as sure as this morning sunrise, that hope of the powerful death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He did it for you, and he did it for me. Do you know that the whole book of the Acts of the Apostles could be summarized in one verse? Do you know that the whole book of the Acts of the Apostles could be summarized with one verse? And the one verse is Acts 1:8. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Oh yes, it all starts in Jerusalem, where Jesus was crucified outside the walls, and he was buried in a garden, and he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. It all starts in Jerusalem. Then it goes to Judea, and then Samaria, and throughout the ends of the earth. How did the disciples go to the ends of the earth? It's very interesting. Caesar built Roman highways, and all these ways led to Rome. We have it in Israel, the Roman road. The disciples used the Roman road to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Caesar thought he was doing this for himself. All roads lead to Rome. But the disciples used these Roman roads to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, the gospel of the Lord, how important it is. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit falls upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. I'm looking at the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer. They're Jewish. It was the 3 o'clock prayer, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a man lame from birth was being carried in. What was he being carried in for? To put him by the beautiful gate where he collected money from people. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple called the beautiful gate, so that he could ask for alms from those entering the temple. Oh yes, he was a beggar. He couldn't work, so he had to beg. He had a cup with him, and he wanted people to give to him something that they could live upon, he and his family. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms. Oh yes, he asked them for money. He asked them for silver. He asked them for gold. Peter looked intently at him. Peter looked intently at him, and so did John. And they said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them, accepting to receive money from them. But Peter said, "I do not have silver or gold, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. He was jumping up and stood and began to walk as he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. I tell you, he got more than what he was asking for. He was asking for some money, and he gets a complete cure by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, it's very important that we know it's the name of Jesus Christ that he is healed by. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit falls upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and throughout all the ends of the earth. Now, if the preaching of the gospel went from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth, persecution started in Jerusalem. It went to Judea and Samaria and throughout all the ends of the earth. That the Christians found someone worth living for and someone worth dying for. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who used to sit and ask for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. They recognized him. They probably put money in his little cup. But now he doesn't have a cup. He's jumping and leaping and praising God. Oh, yes. He's been given a miracle. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Of course, he had been there for years by the beautiful gate, with his legs outstretched, dead as dead could be. He was crippled. But now he's walking and jumping and leaping and praising God. While he clung to Peter and John, this is interesting. He clung to Peter and John. He thinks that Peter and John made him healed, gave him a healing. He clung to them. I remember someone who had cancer, and we prayed that the cancer would be destroyed. And it was destroyed, and she clung to me. But you know what? I said, "It's not me. We didn't do it. Jesus did it." So she didn't cling to me anymore. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's Portico. And they were utterly astonished. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us as though by some power or piety we have had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, been raised from the dead, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him." Pilate had decided to release him, but the crowds cried out, "Crucify him." So Pilate let him go, but he suffered under Pontius Pilate. Oh, yes. "But you rejected the holy and righteous one, his name is Jesus, and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life." The murderer was Barabbas, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. We are witnesses of his resurrection. He appeared to us. He ate with us after his resurrection. Oh yes, he preached to us. He assured us that he wasn't a ghost. He was the risen Lord. And by faith in his name, the name of Jesus, his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, the name of Jesus. I do not have silver or gold, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, start walking. Start walking. And you know, it's very interesting. He looks like he's dancing. And he's completely healed in his ankles. And it's beautiful. And faith that is through Jesus has given this man perfect health in the presence of all of you. Faith in the name of Jesus. Do you have faith in that name? Oh yes, the name of Jesus. Our salvation. There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. We are not saved in the name of Father Tom. We are not saved in the name of Pope Francis. We are saved in the name of Jesus Christ, who went to the cross for us, who bled for us, who rose from the dead for us, and we were baptized into his death and resurrection, and we live our life for that holy name, the holy name of Jesus. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that the Messiah should suffer. Oh yes, Isaiah 53. All we like sheep had gone astray, but God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Oh yes, this was the will of God to strike him, so that we, you and I, would go to heaven through the power of his death and resurrection. Oh yes, you know, Catholics, they celebrate Lent for 40 days, but we're supposed to celebrate Easter for 50 days. It ends with the Feast of Pentecost, the giving of the law. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out. I don't know who talks about repentance anymore. Repentance is a 180-degree turnaround. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. We need times of refreshing, especially now that we're all cooped up in the house. We need times of refreshing, the presence of God. We need that, and we get that if we believe. I believe, I receive the refreshing times, that he may send the Messiah appointed for you, that is Jesus, who must remain in heaven until the time of universal restoration that God announced long ago through his holy prophets. Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you from your own people a prophet like me. And you must listen to whatever he tells you." Do we listen to Jesus? Do we listen to Jesus? Do we listen to the Father? I don't know. What about me? Do I listen to Jesus? I try. I try to listen to him. But I know listening to Jesus brings the increase. I know listening to myself brings the decrease. Oh yes, listening to Jesus. How do we hear Jesus? In his word. We remember yesterday, he opened the scriptures, that were in the prophets, in Moses, and in the Psalms to these two men on the road to Emmaus. Oh God, open the scriptures to me more. I want more that you open the scriptures to me. I have had the scriptures opened, but I want more of it. And it will be that everyone who does not listen to that prophet will be utterly rooted out of the people. Who is the prophet that Moses prophesied against for? It's Jesus. And all the prophets, as many as have spoken from Samuel and those after him, also predicted these days. You are the descendants of the prophets and of the covenant that God gave to your ancestors. You are the descendants of the prophets and the covenant that God gave to our ancestors, saying to Abraham and to your descendants, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. We bless the house of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We bless Jerusalem, and we say, Jerusalem, be at peace in the name of Jesus. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the Psalms say. Then God raised up his servant. He sent him first to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. Oh yes, that's repentance. When we repent, we empty ourselves. Ah, we empty ourselves of sin. We need to be filled. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, throughout all the ends of the earth. After we have repented, we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. I tell you, we need that Spirit of God, because apart from the Spirit of God, we have nothing. We have nothing. The only thing we have are black words on a white background. The Spirit of God gives us confidence that these are the scriptures, that these words are meant to be believed, that we receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. Oh yes, it happened to me in 1968. I received the power of the Holy Spirit. I didn't even know there was a baptism in the Holy Spirit, but I got it. Or I should say, he got me. Oh yes, I can never deny being filled with the Holy Spirit. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? I can tell you how you can tell. You talk about Jesus. You talk about Jesus. While Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priests and captain of the temple and the Sadducees came to them, much annoyed, because they were teaching the people and proclaiming that in Jesus there is the resurrection of the dead. They're annoyed. They should be praising God. They don't have to put money in his cup anymore. So they arrested them. They arrested Peter and John and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those heard the word and believed. They numbered about 5,000. Pentecost, 3,000. John and Peter preaching, 5,000. And a man who had been crippled from birth jumps around. The next day, their rulers and elders and scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were aware of the high priestly family. When they had made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, by what power or by what name did you do this? The crippled man now is jumping and walking and praising God and leaping. By what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit. You can always tell when someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, they're going to preach Jesus. He said to them, rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the name of Jesus the Messiah of Nazareth, whom you crucified and whom God raised up from the dead. See, I tell you, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you've got to preach Jesus. You've got to preach Jesus. I don't know what people preach. I'm not preaching anything but Jesus. Even when I don't feel like it, I have to preach Jesus. That's what vocation the Lord has given me. The vocation to preach Jesus to my people at Holy Rosary, to you, my people, on the radio or in the internet. Preach Jesus. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to preach Jesus Christ, who was crucified and whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, the Jewish people. It has become the cornerstone or the keystone. The keystone is the stone that holds the arch together. Jesus is the keystone that holds our faith together. It's all in Jesus. It's all with Jesus. It's all for Jesus. Do you know that today? It's all about Jesus. That's what I'm preaching in season and out of season. People say, how can you keep on preaching Jesus? You've been on so many years. I keep on preaching Jesus. I keep on preaching what the scripture says. There is, verse 12, in no one else salvation, in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were uneducated and ordinary men. Oh, they're not ordinary. Oh, they might not have had education, but they are not ordinary. They are men filled with the Holy Spirit. They are men proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ. They are not ordinary. Oh, yes, they might be uneducated, but you know, so many people have been educated out of their faith. How sad. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. People need to hear the word of God. That's the way faith comes. Or I ask Jesus for the charismatic gift of faith. Oh yes, to do the very things that he did. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Are you a witness of Jesus? Are you at least praying for people that are lost? Jesus said, I don't pray for the world. The church prays for people that are lost. We need to pray for people that are lost that do not know Jesus. I'm not telling you do not know about Jesus. You can know by heart the whole gospel of John and not know Jesus. I told you the story about this beggar who came into this rich man's house, and he sat at the table, and the rich man got some food for him, and he saw a picture of Jesus, and the beggar said, you know my Jesus. You know my Jesus. The man didn't know what he was talking about. He had a big picture of Jesus. He only knew about him. Do you know my Jesus? The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia, quia quem meruisti portare, alleluia, resurrexit sit cum dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia. Do you know he's been raised from the dead? Do you know that he gives power to those who believe? Do you know, my Jesus? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.